أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك ليعلم أني لم أخنه بالغيب وأن الله لا يهدي كيد الخائنين وما أبرئ نفسي إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي إن ربي غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 52 and 53 of Surah Yusuf, the last ayat of the 12th juz going into the 13th juz. After the king had made his investigation, and in the manner in which he had spoken, he was quite clear and convinced that Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam was innocent, and whatever had happened was from the way, the path of the woman. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam's clarity, why was all of this done? Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, and according to most of the commentators, these two verses are the words of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam. This entire investigation, the reason why he would not leave the prison until clarity is formed, he says, ذَلِكَ لِيَعْلَمَ أَنِّي لَمْ أَخُنْهُ بِالْغَيْبِ, that all the investigations, etc., is so that he will know that certainly I did not betray him in his absence. Who is this person he's speaking about? That is the Aziz of Egypt, the governor of Misr. Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam had stayed with him. He had taken care of Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, and all of this that I had done was that he must know that I did not betray him regarding his wife. Number one, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ, and certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not guide the guile, the betrayal of those who betray. That when a person begins to betray others, a person plans and plots against the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, those schemes and those plots will never be guided by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ulama have written, commentators have written, that this was from the foresight of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, that if there was an allegation, if there was the slightest doubt, it would have become a barrier, an impediment between him and the work that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was going to give him ahead. That here Yusuf alayhi salam will be granted going ahead the treasures, looking after the finance and looking after the agriculture and the amanat of the people. But here there is this question mark that needed to be clarified, and hence Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam clarified it. And this was only for clarity purposes. I am not doing this so that I want to show that I am better than anyone. I am not doing this so that I want to show that I am pure. He was a Nabi of Allah, obviously he was pure. But Yusuf alayhi salam sets another example. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي, I am not free of the clutches of my nafs, of my own desires. And this is something that Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam showed the whole world, the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, till the day of Qiyamah. Sometimes we feel that whatever our abstinence be, our levels of taqwa be, it is because of our doings. And Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam sets the record right, that all these investigations that he has made the Aziz, made the king do, the king of Egypt do, all of that is not because he wanted to show the purity of himself, but the truth and the reality is this: I cannot absolve my own nafs. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi quotes a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, what would you think about a companion that you would have? You would look after him, You would be kind to him, you would feed him, you would give him to drink, you will make him comfortable, and yet that person puts you into difficulty, the person puts you into trouble. And then one is that person that you deny him all the rights and all his demands, and then yet that person becomes close to you and subservient to you. So Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the first person obviously is a person you cannot trust, and the second person is a good person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that is the condition of the nafs of an individual. Nafs here meaning our base desires, our desires of comfort, our desires in a way, our passions in a way that becomes a barrier between us and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this is what Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam is speaking about here, that despite the fact he is a Nabi, he definitely is pure and purified insofar as all these desires are concerned, but here is a precedence for each and every one of us that we cannot absolve our nafs and we cannot be free of our own desires. Why? Inna nafsa la ammara. Certainly that nafs is ever demanding, commanding bisu or to evil. That the nafs will always desire that we disobey the commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The nafs will always desire ease and comfort. And what happens then? That all becomes a barrier between us and Allah ta'ala. What is halal will be always halal. What Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala permits will always be what Allah ta'ala permits. But sometimes then we come to the boundaries, to the barriers, to the hudud of all of that, and then we, Allah ta'ala save us all, we begin to indulge in the disobedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Illa ma rahima Rabbi, except that person whom my Rabb Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has mercy upon, that it is the mercy of Allah ta'ala that people have control over their desires. Now here the ulama have gone into the discussion of the other stages of the nafs, and very quickly when Allah ta'ala speaks in Surah Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala speaks about nafs lawwama. Nafs lawwama is that nafs that will rebuke us, that if a person does anything that is unbecoming, unsavory, then the nafs within us, it begins to rebuke us. Nafs-e ammara that we are speaking about here, that nafs will command us always, ammaratum bisu, to the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. So the second stage is nafs-e lawwama, that it rebukes us all the time. And the third is nafs-e mutmainna. Nafs-e mutmainna is that when a person works hard, he gains control over this nafs, then there is that comfort that nafs gives that person, that there is no desire to disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna Rabbi ghafoorur rahim. Certainly my Rabb is ghafoor, my Rabb is all forgiving, rahim, and my Rabb is all kind, all merciful, all compassionate. And hence in this way Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam clarifies those two issues. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.